This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, "Shall not be infringed." Forget all the misinformation, because this is the Blunt Object, presented by Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Yes, Thanksgiving week. Good evening, coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires, and there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Oh, yes. There's a lot of times when that comes, when that little axiom comes in true. Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. I want to... We have a fire in the upstate of South Carolina, and it's an hour away from me, but it's been burning or smoldering for like 2 weeks now, and the smoke is messing with me. So if I sound like I have a busy throat, well, that's because I do. I was never a hashtag never Trump. But I... Despite all of that, I was tired of the never Trumpers, and I'm really tired of the whining liberals right now. I'm thinking about getting a white camouflage Make America Great Again hat and just wearing that everywhere I can go just to make them mad. So you guys are upset about Trump winning. I'm going to tell you another story about people that were upset about somebody winning. Conservatives were upset about Obama winning twice. We were upset about who the Republicans put out there in front of Obama twice. You know, McCain, Romney, is it not a big difference except in spelling. So welcome to the party, pal. I know that you guys are special snowflakes whose feelings are more important than those of regular people. Feelings, by the way, are temporary, and they're really superficial because somebody with discipline can triumph over feelings. But, you know, you need some safe spaces and maybe a whoopee and some pacifiers to cope with trauma. And right now, if you're the right age, you're getting them at colleges across America. They were even offering therapy dogs to traumatized students at the University of Kansas. Virginia Tech's Hokie Pride Group posted national suicide hotline numbers. Liberal students are demanding separate but equal facilities for black students at the University of Michigan. So we have liberals demanding segregation, and still they're calling everybody else but themselves racist. You want an example of that? Here's, you know, remember Sulu? He, on Twitter, he got out there, Michael Flynn, Jeff Sessions, Steve Bannon, Islamophobe, racist, anti-Semite. This isn't a cabinet, it's a KKK cabinet. Here we have a liberal who should know better, claiming everyone he doesn't like is a racist. And if John McCain or Mitt Romney or even Jeb Bush were president today, George Takei would be saying exactly the same thing. Mitt could have appointed all the Mormon choir boys, and the left would still be painting them as David Duke. Now, speaking of David Duke, have you ever noticed that since he's a pariah in the Republican Party, any and all influence he has is generated by liberal outlets writing about what he says? And along those same lines, liberals seem to have concluded that Trump's victory is all about racism. Here's some of the headlines that some of the websites are pushing. Trump's win is a reminder of the incredible, unbeatable power of racism. There's no such thing as a good Trump voter. This election has completely debunked the myth of a post-racial America. white flight from reality inside the racist panic that fueled Donald Trump's victory. Now, how rational is it to think that the people in a country that voted for a black president twice suddenly decided that Trump is a bigot and they dig it? They dig the bigot. And especially since the share of minority Trump voters that Trump received went up from the numbers that Romney got. And how about the fact that of the nearly 700 counties that twice sent Obama to the White House, a stunning one-third flipped to support Trump? Trump also won 194 of the 207 counties that voted for Obama either in 2008 or 2012. Even Kanye West has come out and said he would have voted for Trump if he had bothered to vote. Now, does that make him a white supremacist? I'm not really getting that vibe from him. It may not make sense to assume that the country voted for Trump because of racism. But there's one great thing about it from a liberal perspective. It implies the problem isn't you, liberals. It's not you tediously smearing everyone who doesn't agree with you. It's not Obama losing the war in Afghanistan and Iraq while cutting a deal that will allow Iran to get nuclear weapons. It's not about forcing gay marriage on a country that mostly didn't want it and demanding that mentally ill men be allowed to use bathrooms with little girls. It's not the complete liberal indifference to the size of the debt or an incessant lying that liberal politicians like Obama, Hillary, and Harry Reid engage in. It's not the failure to secure the border. It's not Obama suing the little sisters of or the poor or Hillary's disgusting "I'm a woman, so you have to vote for me" campaign. No, the problem is that everyone is a racist except Lena Dunham, Cher, and all of your liberal pals. So let's consider Obamacare as a standalone issue. The critics of Obamacare turned out to be almost entirely right about Obamacare, while few of the promises that Obama made turned out to be true. It passed with no Republican votes. The rollout was a disaster, and it was never popular. Yet, and still, liberals seem to think the program is the greatest thing since sliced bread because it covers more people. And meanwhile, a much larger group of Americans have seen their health care costs take off like a rocket. You want an example? Talking to a non-political friend who was initially a little excited about Obamacare because she qualified for a subsidy the first year. But after she started making slightly more and didn't qualify, she became horrified at how expensive her insurance payments became. She was told if she wants the same plan this year, it will be about $380 per month. And she can't afford that. She voted for Trump. When liberals write off people like her as racist, that's a way of, you know, absolving themselves from all the problems they created in the country and in people's lives for the last 8 years. And if you want to have a pointless protest swollen with people you hired off of Craigslist, could you maybe just avoid the rioting and stay out of the streets so you don't block traffic? Am I asking too much of you? Or, you know, I know your feelings are hurt that the rest of the country picked someone who you didn't like, but throwing a brick through a window or blocking traffic is okay? You think? No. Your incessant attacks on white people for the color of their skin are fine, but people voting for a candidate you don't like must be racist. Every time there's a fight provoked at a Trump rally by a Democratic operative, you think the black knight of fascism is descending on America, but you turn a blind eye to people being beaten for wearing a Make America Great Again hat. You think it's okay for celebrities and CEOs to say things like, letting Trump take office means burying democracy. Letting him take it without the popular vote means burying it alive. You know, I reject this nationalist, anti-immigrant, hateful politics that they seem to think that Trump is about. He's not about that. So, you know, if you're the CEO of Grubhub and you're out there saying that if we could only force California to leave the United States, I would do it. Cal exit. If that's your attitude, then the country would be better off without you, California. So, give it a break. This is the world and reality. I'm getting tired of hearing about it. I'm getting tired of hearing from you. Time to grow up. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
and weapon. This is S3F Solutions. S3F ignores the naysayers, stepping out of the box and reimagining weapons modification with an approach that is altogether different. Paying special attention to the components that shake the shot, S3F smooths the space between each pull of the trigger, equaling more rounds downrange in less time. S3FSolutions.com. In an imperfect world, accuracy matters.
American made. Born out of brutal, punishing trials.
These are the weapons of head down.
Employing CNC billet construction, head down products are both investments and tools meant for a lethal trade. With a lifetime warranty and bulletproof construction, head down products have changed the rules concerning both value and quality.
A new standard emerges in America today.
Go to HDFirearms.com. When these weapons enter the fight, the urge will be to keep their head down.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you have defended yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at ammunitiondepot.com. This just in, coming from FoxNews.com, Fukushima, Japan, has had another earthquake, 7.3, 6.9 to 7.3 on the Richter scale. Tsunami warning in place. Let us hope that there is none for them. I think they've had their share of tsunamis in the grand scheme of things. Coming from the desk of Sam Huber at the Alien Gear Holsters blog. Well, he and I have had a couple of conversations before because he's a 1911 guy, which makes him a steel gun guy. And, he's been thinking about getting into the Glock system. If you look around, there are some people just hate Glock. They hit the Glock safety system and any and all derivatives of them. And, you know, Glock was first, so there's a lot of people out there that have a safety system either inspired or derived by or outright copied on the market. The polymer-framed, striker-fired pistol format is far more popular now compared to any other firing mechanism, as double-slash-single-action pistols are becoming increasingly rare. And what has gone hand in hand with the plastic striker gun is reports of negligent discharges. Well, this has led to some people believing that these guns are unsafe compared to, and insert your favorite gun in that spot, and therefore they aren't as good. Negligent discharges, after all, don't happen with 1911s, they say, or with revolvers. Plastic striker guns that don't have the safety features aren't as safe. Or at least the critics of the plastic safety, you know, the plastic guns say that. And to them, I say hogwash. There are some common causes of negligent or accidental discharge on the plastic striker guns, both of which can be prevented quite easily. The first cause is allowing some sort of debris, your clothing, something, to enter the trigger guard, snag the trigger, actuate it, engage the firing mechanism, and, you know, that's going to cause the pistol to go bang, and when it otherwise should not have done that. There was a news report of a sheriff in Illinois that suffered an accidental discharge while holstering a Glock pistol. What was discovered was that he holstered his pistol after a drawstring from his jacket had dropped down into the empty holster. As he pushed his gun into the holster, the drawstring entered the trigger guard. After a few steps, there was a gunshot, and he got a bullet in the foot for his trouble. There's also a number of reports of people wearing belt slide holsters of the Yaki holster design suffering an accidental discharge. What happens is the leather of the holster begins to fold as it ages, eventually curling into the trigger guard and snagging the trigger, causing a discharge. There are also instances of discharge while handling normally because the person handling the firearm was touching the trigger when they shouldn't have been touching the trigger. A good example is the man who accidentally shot a woman which she was sitting in front of him at a Seattle area movie theater earlier this year. Another common takedown AD is the takedown procedure AD. This is, When you're pulling it back and you're dropping the release slide or switch or whatever you want to call it, you have to do a trigger pull to get it to release. There's a round in the chamber. It will go off. There have been many instances of a gun going off in these examples. It even happens to supposed professionals. A good number of discharges of this type have occurred in police stations. Every single one of these, you know, stereotypical NDs are completely preventable if you are mindful and just following simple guidelines of gun safety. Sam has written an extensive gun safety guide on the Alien Gear Holster site with all the gun safety information a person could ever need. Go check that out at that site and get a look at it if you want to. When it comes to pistols without a safety mechanism or the benefit of a long, hard, double-action trigger pull, the name of the game is to keep your trigger protected when holstered or holstering the gun. Check the holster for obstructions before holstering a loaded gun. All it takes is one look before holstering to keep this from happening. You don't have to be like a samurai. You know, do the figure eight and put it in the scabbard while you're not looking. We don't have to do that. Regarding Yaki slide holsters, they were developed in an era when big revolvers and 1911 autos were pretty much the only choice of handgun around. Such a holster will carry a big revolver or 1911 with no problem whatsoever. The leather softening isn't an issue since a discharge can't happen with a 12-pound double-action trigger or a pistol that's cocked and locked. If you are bound and determined to own a holster of this type, if you're a Glock, an M&P, XD, any of the VP9, I mean, all of these plastic guns that are out there today, take care to replace the holster before the leather begins to warp, because it will warp. And if you can't even follow the first two of Colonel Cooper's four rules of safety, you have no business having a gun. And trigger pull takedowns result in discharges because the operator was too careless to check that the firearm was unloaded. Simple. Purely, and it's a simple thing. So, we can be as cliquish as anybody else, and there are fanboys of every single make and model of gun out there. Some love the Mauser-derived rifles, like the Winchester Model 70, you know, the best bolt guns. Others insist it's the Remington 700. And the Mossberg 500 versus the Remington 870. There's a fight for you. And there's plenty of Glock fan people out there, too. And they go round and round with the 1911 people. Carry a real gun. No, this is fine. Look at the capacity. It isn't a right. It's not a contest. It's not a right or wrong answer. If you're training with it, it's a right answer. But unfortunately, you can't force people to stop doing things wrong, but you can try to convince them to do things better. Bear that in mind. Please, pretty please, would you, could you? Go check out Sam at Alien Gear Holster's blog. And stay safe. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the runway? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room.
Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
If you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please stay tuned for a special free offer from the makers of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit the ear almost invisibly, and it can be adjusted to find the perfect way to hear everything in every listening environment. Right now, we're offering absolutely free in-home trials to everyone who calls now. 1-800-957-9652. Call in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also receive free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is lightweight and practically invisible, so people won't notice when you're wearing it. So again, if you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please give them or yourself this life-changing 100% free in-home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-957-9652. That's 1-800-957-9652. 1-800-957-9652.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
All right. Good. Am I overmodulating? Am I coming in too hot? I think he would have told me. Anyway, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. When he was running, for some reason, the other 17 did not get this. Only Donald Trump knew this. Most Washington insiders missed this, too. What Donald Trump understood was that many Americans and some naturalized citizens bristle at elected officials constantly defending the rights of non-Americans to migrate here illegally. And they reward them for breaking the law with a path to citizenship. And toward that end, and in deference to his campaign promises, Trump seems primed to deport undocumented immigrants and withhold some federal funds from sanctuary cities like San Francisco. Trump has, of course, been kind enough to share with us some of his magical thinking. He has ditched, currently, his one time, and some people say impossible to fulfill, but I beg to differ, promised to deport all 11 million undocumented immigrants. He could do that if he wanted to. Think of the jobs. But now he says he wants to focus on 2 million or more undocumented immigrants with criminal histories. That is, his focus is now on mainstream ideas that the news media can brand as extreme only at the peril of their credibility. I don't know why that would be a consideration now, but that's beside the point. He told 60 Minutes he wants to get the people that are criminals and have criminal records, gang members, drug dealers. We have a lot of these guys here. That start in Chicago. That's where the Zetas. So, no, was it the Sinaloas? One of them set up shop there as the, you know, the hub for the United States distribution. We're thinking 2 million, possibly even 3 million. And he said, we're getting them out of the country or we are going to incarcerate. It's hard to call that position extreme when it lines up with President Obama's direction to Immigration and Customs Enforcement to focus on removing undocumented immigrants with serious criminal records. Under Obama, ICE had this thing called the Priority Enforcement Program that targeted convicted criminals who threatened public safety or national security. The big difference is that Trump is going to mean what he says versus Obama, who was just paying lip service. And when he says he will deport criminal aliens, well, he's probably going to do it. Obama didn't ever mean it. If Obama truly believed in deporting criminal aliens, he would have challenged sanctuary cities like San Francisco that protect repeat offenders from ICE. Now, in 2010, Obama's DOJ sued Arizona after lawmakers passed a law to allow local law enforcement to check the immigration status of those suspected of breaking state laws. A Department of Justice brief claimed a state may not establish its own immigration policy or enforce state laws in a manner that interferes with the federal immigration laws. Oh, boy. But Obama's administration failed to challenge a 2013 San Francisco ordinance that protected Juan Francisco Lopez Sanchez from being turned over to ICE. Lopez Sanchez had been convicted of 7 felonies, deported 5 times when San Francisco District Attorney George Gaskin dropped a decades-old marijuana charge, and then Sheriff Ross Mirakarimi released Lopez Sanchez rather than hand him over to ICE as they requested. And weeks later, they charged the Mexican national for the shooting death of city resident Kate Steinle. Lopez Sanchez has pled not guilty. He claims the gun just started firing itself. It's one of those. It's one of them. Trump is likely to bar from past legislation introduced by Senator David Vitter of Louisiana to pull federal funding from sanctuary cities because Vitter argues sanctuary cities will continue to exist until there are tangible penalties in place. That's right. That's exactly right. Now, what we don't know is if Trump will try to be as tough on sanctuary cities that simply shield undocumented crime victims from being reported to ICE. Which some would say that sounds reasonable. I don't know. How do you know? How do you make that difference? How do you differentiate between one from the other? How do you do it? In San Francisco, they have an extreme stance on defending career criminals who are in the country illegally. California state law also shields repeat offenders from ICE. The Trust Act policy sends a message that people can live in America illegally and continue to face, you know, break laws without having to face the consequences. And the problem for the next president, Trump, if repeat offenders figure they can evade deportation by fleeing to social justice havens, then it will be harder for immigration officials to target the worst threats to public safety. There's also a principle involved here. Superior Court Judge Quentin Cope said, "There's also, you know, as a lawyer for 60 years and a judge for 10, I'm a believer in the law. That's why I don't understand accepting much less rewarding disregard of the law." That's a pretty basic belief. If the cream of Washington understood that contract, then perhaps Trump would not be president-elect. Now, my solution is much more extreme. It really is. It's really extreme. Okay, so you're Rahm Emanuel. I don't even know who the mayor of San Francisco is. Is there anybody else? I don't. Let's say you're one of these sanctuary city mayors. I think Trump should get on the phone and say, hey, look, this sanctuary city stuff that you're doing just cost you $1 billion this coming year in funding. $1 billion. Or maybe it's 3, or maybe it's 5. Who knows? I don't know. But then he ought to say, now, I'm going to stop the funding for right now. If in 90 days you have not changed your policy, I'm going to send the U.S. Marshals to your jurisdiction, and I'm going to have you and your city council arrested. And then do it. Do it then. At that point, just do it. Go arrest some of these guys. These guys do not need to be running around acting like they're not breaking the law. They are breaking the law. Sanctuary, there is no mayor out there that gets to decide what laws he's going to uphold and what laws he isn't. He takes an oath to uphold all the law to protect the Constitution. You know? And these guys that are out here saying they're sanctuary cities, well, hey! Hey! That's just not the case now, is it? No, it isn't. So, that part, that would be the entertainment portion of approaching sanctuary cities. I want to see Rahm Emanuel being marched away. I want to see Rushmere Karimi. Ed Lee is the mayor of San Francisco. Thank you. I want to see the sheriff of San Francisco. I want to see him arrested. I want to see these guys arrested, put in the nice little handcuff cufflinks that they get, and walked away and remaining in jail until they uphold the law, until their jurisdiction upholds the law. I'm perfectly good with this. This is why be damn glad it's not President-elect Frady, because I can tell you what, it would not be nearly as civil going on right now. I'll explain that when we get back. Yeah, I think I will. This is Lock and Load.
Cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP. And if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-441-9833. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. To guarantee your 10-day in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call minicpap.com now. 1-800-441-9833. Again, that's 1-800-441-9833.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
From the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. There is a lesson to be learned in every defeat, if you're not too damn pig-headed to learn it. When it comes to the shellacking that the Democrats have taken in the last few elections, well, pig-headed doesn't begin to cover their reaction. With the exception of Obama's re-election in 2012, Democrats have been on a severe losing streak since 2010. And this really couldn't happen to a nicer, more deserving group of people. Now, I don't think it could. As Americans, we've had a large plate full of unfettered progressive rule in 2009-2010. And they did not like it. Ever since, they've been rejecting Democrats like a transplant patient rejects a bad kidney, with the exception of Barack Obama. The cult of personality surrounding the president is disturbing, but less so over time as it became clear it was not contagious. Every candidate he personally pushed for went down in flames. Every time he put himself on the line for someone or something other than himself, well, he lost. One shining example came when Martha Coakley lost to Scott Brown, a Republican in the blue state of San Francisco or Massachusetts in a crucial Senate race. The only issue here was the president's health care bill, and it lost. He is personally popular. But what he stands for is ants at a picnic. People have separated the two with him, but married the policies and the party for everyone else. So, Barack Obama has been a superlative for a great many things. The best gun salesman we've ever seen. There's some people right now that are wondering how they're going to stay open now that he's not in office anymore. They became used to a certain level of business. That's done. Temporarily for right now. He's also the best thing to ever happen to the Republican get out the vote effort. The GOP finally gets this.
Finally.
But the Democrats are in denial, and you hear it all the time. MSNBC, CNN hosts, and pundits can't fathom the concept of their policies being unwanted any more than they can accept that they don't work. Their losses, the factor leading to those losses has to be caused by some other factor. And since the election, the Democrats have blamed everything but Hail Bop, a plague, and the death of Prince for the GOP winning the White House and holding Congress. A couple more appearances by Howard Dean on TV, and you probably will start to hear about comets and plagues. But that's the problem with Democrats. They don't like looking into the mirror any more than the American people like looking at them. Now, I completely get that one of the stages of grief is denial. And in fact, it is the first one. Since having their posteriors handed to them in 2010, Democrats haven't moved past stage one. They blame you, the voter, for being duped, self-destructive. Guess what? We're even stupid. This year, with the rejection of Hillary Clinton, we've gone from being a racist nation that twice elected a black man to being a racist and sexist nation for twice not electing a woman and for electing Trump. And oddly enough, the black man who beat her the first time avoided the sexist label because the left manufactures the labels. And when you're putting them out there, well, you get to decide who's getting what stuck on their breast pocket, right? In the ultimate fit of irony, leftists have even taken to blaming media bias for their losses. Missing from the Democratic blame game, though, is anything having to do with the Democrats. It's not that Clinton was a horrible candidate running to continue unpopular policies that have brought about economic stagnation. It's that all of us who voted against her are a bunch of misogynists. It's not that Hillary's corruptions were something the people did not want to reward. It was the media for reporting on them too much. Read that to mean me, talk radio, conservative blogs, that kind of thing. It wasn't Clinton's decision to obfuscate disclosure rules and put national security at risk for reasons no one can believably explain. It was a letter the FBI director sent so he wouldn't have been found to contradict his sworn congressional testimony. It's always something else. It is never the Democrats. The last week and a half have demonstrated the power of denial, just how addicted the left is to it. They're being rejected at every level of government. And in many cases, Republicans won simply because they were running against Democrats. Given the names being floated around to head the DNC, the rehash of Dean, the radical Congressman Keith Ellison of Minnesota, Democrats have shown they will not take that long, sobering look into a reflective surface anytime soon. They've learned nothing from the Obama years. And that's good, because that makes them easier to beat. But the Republicans haven't learned anything either. That's the first thing they did after winning the White House and narrowly maintaining control of Congress, was to attempt to reinstate earmarks. Of course, Ryan actually stopped that. This is the height of arrogance and self-destruction, you know? But we have confirmation, as if we needed it, the Republicans are as obtuse as we feared and have learned nothing. They say the job of parents of young kids is simply to keep the kids from killing themselves. It's not that they're suicidal. It's that they don't know any better, and curiosity forms before the rational brain. With politicians, the rational brain works, but the arrogance of power overrides it. Thomas Jefferson said, "Eternal vigilance is the price we pay for liberty." With the clowns that we have in place in Washington, both the minority and majority, we can't afford complacency. If you're on the side right now that won, if you're a Republican, oh my gosh, don't take the waiters off just yet. If the Democrats somehow regain power, they will push the same policies with the same arrogance, and the people will continue to reject it as if it were a compulsion. And if the Republicans go unchecked, they will turn into Democrats. So each of the elections in the 21st century have sent clear messages to politicians about what the American people want, what we will accept, and each message is getting louder than the last. The old way of doing things is now unacceptable. People want their liberty protected from government as much as they want it protected by government. We're going to see where Trump lands on this scale, but the Democrats and the Republicans that aren't Trump have already started to slide into their old habits. If you thought that electing Trump and retaining Republican control of government was the end of the fight, very sorry to wake you from that. Democrats are out there ready to strike, and the Republicans are ready to be Republicans again. It was a game changer, this election. And it had important lessons to learn. And what we should all be taught is that it is not about money. It is not about money. Trump vanquished people spending more money than he spent. He created media. He didn't buy it. He manufactured it. He played the media like a harp from hell. The problem here, the biggest problem, is that elected officials from both parties didn't learn a damn thing. These representatives, these senators that are out there, Lindsey Graham is already out there saying, I'm going to oppose it. John McCain is out there saying, I'm going to oppose this, I'm going to oppose that. How about get your... Yeah, no, I can't. I'm not going to say that. I'm not going to make Jason hit the dump. How about get yourselves together and maybe run at the, you know, govern at the behest of the governed. How about do that? We didn't put you up there so that you can be smarter than us. We know you think you are. We know that you think that we don't know how things get done. Of course, we've been watching and, hey, nothing's been getting done. So maybe now you can get something done. We're going to roll into hour number two. When we get back, the rant continues. This is Lock and Load.
Friendship with personal service you would expect from a local dealer at your fingertips. This is Crack and Pop, a reloading company based upon superlatives. Number one in customer service and your number one Dillon dealer in the U.S. Here you have a one-stop reloading authority waiting for your decision to reload. Crack and Pop will guide you through your purchase, making it efficient and seamless. All of the components or supplies you need. Crackandpop.com. One site. All of your reloading solutions.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
From the pages of the Bible comes a terrifying account of an ancient beast that was half man, half demon. It is returned in the best-selling novel, Nephilim, by L.A. Marzulli. Indiegogo presents you with an opportunity to get involved in making this supernatural novel into a major motion picture. Join journalist Mac McKenzie as he travels halfway around the world to uncover the truth about aliens and demons. Join our Indiegogo campaign to get Nephilim made into a movie. Go to Indiegogo.com, #Nephilim.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. Radio.recordedvideo.com.